Listen to these next words. V'roiv b'nei Yodom nichsholin bozeh. The majority of people mess up in this area. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, al pi roiv ho'ikar ma'she'en odom iskarav la'shem isborach. In most cases, the main reason why a person doesn't come close to Hashem, ve'enoi choizer b'tshuva la'shem isborach, and doesn't do a real proper tshuva, afal pi shehamaniya machmas isgabrus taivas haguf, even though the tangible obstacle, the thing that the person sees as an obstacle, is the desires of the body, the desire for women, the desire for food, the desire for money. There's also another major obstacle that prevents people from coming close to Hashem, and that's Hainu Ribui Tavara Salev Hashem Isborach Shebaruch Hatzmamida. When a person has too much fire, he's too passionate about his desire to come close to Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki bevadai im nitfois eze odom shu beklal Yisrael, shiloi nizrika boi api kursus uminus. If we'll grab a Jew who has not fallen into philosophy, or he hasn't fallen into any kind of denial of Hashem, api kursus or anything like that, and we'll ask him, would you like to come close to Hashem? Would you like to correct your mistakes of the past? For sure, everybody's going to say, of course I want to come close to Hashem. Of course I want. I've been wanting that for years. I've been wanting to have a spiritual connection. And definitely, if we'll ask the person, are you willing to do something about it? Are you willing to do something to come close to Hashem? Kigoin lilmay daf Gemara, for example, to learn a page of Gemara, or litain pruta litztok, or to give something to charity, or leilech litboil b'mikvah, or to go dip into the mikvah, kiyotze bozeh, or anything else. Midvorim hamekachin asodom, from those things that purify a person. The person is definitely say, yes, of course I would like that. I don't want to learn a page of Gemara. I want to learn 100 pages of Gemara. I want to learn the whole Shas. But on condition that it'll help me, that it'll change me. But I know that it's not going to help me. I know that dipping in the mikveh is not going to help me come, because after all the sins I've done, after how far I am from religion, putting me in the mikveh once or twice ain't going to do nothing. Or me sitting down now at the age of 30 or 40 or what, and starting to learn now, it's not going to be able to fix all the damage I've done already. And it's because of this, where it seems to the person that all of these little things aren't going to help me. You can't, a person like me, this stuff isn't going to help. So the person ends up doing zero. Why? Because he thinks that for him to get anywhere, he needs to give $1 million donation. So for him to give $25 or $100, that's ridiculous. That's nothing. So he doesn't give the $25 to charity. He doesn't give the $1 million. He doesn't give the $25. And he does nothing. Nemtza. So we see, therefore, Shemachmas Riboy Tavaras Lavovoy, because of the fact that his heart is burning so passionately, Machmas Shilafima Shemeshar Belibe Gdulas Hisboroch, based on his perception of the greatness of Hashem, ve'ech pogam negdo yisporach, and how I showed such incredible disrespect to Hashem, asher lefi zeh hu tzorach leskadish b'kedusha yisrael moed moed. So therefore, if I want to fix myself, I'll have to become the most religious person in the world, the biggest tzaddik in the world, and I'll have to become a complete ascetic. I'll have to take myself out of the physical world, out of the materialistic world completely. And to throw away all materialism. ulehiskadesh b'chol hakedushos, and to sanctify myself with every different kind of holiness available. Ulehisanes harben, I'll have to fast a lot. Ulehisagef atzmei b'kol hasigufim sheboilam, and I'll have to go through every kind of cleansing and purification, rolling in ice and accepting torture, all kinds of terrible things. V'gam kol zeh enoy masbik loy lefi yotzim chatov. And all of that, I don't even think all of that is enough based on all the sins that I've done. And because of the fact that he can't convince his body to be willing to cooperate, to do all of that stuff, to roll in snow and. Therefore, he ends up doing nothing, even things that he could do to help himself, to improve himself. There are some people who are very religious people at one point in life, but they fell somehow. And what happens is that they get to a point where they can't even learn one page of Gemara, or Perek Mishnayis, or to learn one chapter of Mishnahs. Why? Because they realize that they have so much to catch up for. They have so much lost time to make up for, that this is a joke. If I'm going to learn one page or one chapter of Mishnah, that's nothing. There are people my age already. Again, what happens is you have people sometimes who are in yeshiva till age 15, 16, and then at some point they fall away. They have some kind of a major fall, and they fall out of religion. And now he's 30 years old, and he remembers that he went to yeshiva. He remembers that, you know, but he knows he's wrong. He knows he's the, but he thinks to himself, but even if I wanted to go back, what am I doing? I'm going to go to a shul now. I'm going to be a Baal Tshuva. So what? I'll never be able to read or learn like all my buddies who I was in yeshiva. You know, it's just, so it's a joke. It's nothing. It's not the most I can get to. Now I have a wife and kids. I can't go back to full-time learning. I can't make up for the 10 years of what I miss now. So figure, so what am I going to do now? I'll do a daf yomi. You know, I'll listen to it. That's nonsense, you know. And because of that, the person does nothing. And umachmaze einam oisim klal. Vayidei valze kvar hizroi sonu ma'oid shloima hamelech olashom. And regarding this, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, warned us in a very serious warning when he says in Mishlei, al titztak harbe, val tirsha harbe. Don't be too religious and don't be too much of a Rasha. Meaning, because you want to be very, very religious, and you can't do that, so the guy just continues eating on kosher and doing all kinds of these terrible things. Because again, Rav Nosson Zal, he goes over this again because he thinks it's important enough to hear it again, a little bit of different flavor. Because on one hand, you're right. It is true. K'moy sheboyer b'liboy kanal. That it is true that you need to be on fire for Hashem. And you do need to burn rubber. You do need to be learning 100 pages a day now to make up for the lost time. U'lekadesh atzmei b'chol hakedushos. And you need to dip in the mikveh 100 times, not 5 times like everybody else. U'lehafoich ponov me'olam hazeh l'gamri. And you need to run away completely from the materialism of this world because you've fallen so deeply into it. Ve'yoseh ve'yoseh. And even more than that. Avlaf al pikein. However, even though that's true, v'chiman delo yechel amevet koila mitzvah, palga mitzvah nami lo levet, just because a person cannot do a complete mitzvah, he shouldn't do 50% either? Where do you get that logic from? Who told you that? Who told you that because you can't build the whole building, maybe you could donate a window, maybe you could donate a brick? Take an attitude that because I'm not there, therefore I'm out. Therefore, I'm not interested. It, just because a person cannot succeed completely in this world, so he should say, I'm not interested in a 10% success or a 30% success. And not only that, but he'll blow everything. He'll blow anything good he did in his whole life, and he'll take himself down into the basement. He'll put himself in Gehenna, chas v'shalom. כי בוודאי כל מה שיעשה איזה דבר שבקדושה בשביל השם יזברך, because certainly any good deed, any drop of holiness that a Jew will do for Hashem, אפילו נקודה קטנה בעלמה, even the tiniest drop, בוודאי לא יויבד לעושד שום דבר. Not one drop of that will go lost, will not be available to him in the future. Afilu dibur echad b'toira oy tefila. Even one sentence that a person studies Torah, one line of Torah that a person learns, or one prayer that a person says, oy pruta achas litzdako, or one coin that a person donates to charity, ukiyotze bazeh. V'lo yidai shezeh lo yoyvad, not only does that not go lost, bevadai b'shum oifen, afilu yimeshia, no matter what, no matter who the person is, no matter how many sins he does, the good things he did in the past do not go lost. Afilu im chas v'shalom over al kol ha-Torah kula kama pamim, even if he violated the entire Torah many times over, still the good things that he did in the past do not go lost. Af al pi kein ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria. Despite that, Hashem does not deny, Hashem does not withhold the reward of any person. He did something good, for that he'll be rewarded. V'chol ma shepo'al v'osah b'shvil Hashem yizbarach dover gadol v'torah katan. And anything that the person did for Hashem, whether it was a big thing or a little thing, loy yoivad dover l'osid. Not one of those things will be lost when it comes to the future reckoning, the accounting. Kiafal pisha kosa b'sforim, because even though it's written in Sforim, shemi shehu rosha, now listen to this. Here he's addressing a very important point that's found in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, which again, those people who are not qualified to be learning those Sforim, and they learn those Sforim, and they see this, this gives them a perfect license not to do tshuva, not to repent, not to fix. Why? Because Rav Nosna says, even though it's written in Sforim, Shemi Shehu Rasha, that a person who becomes a Rasha, Hu Moisif Koyach Baklipa Chas V'Shalom, Aydei Maisav HaToivim. When he does a mitzvah, when he gives charity, his mitzvah goes to the Sitra Achra. His mitzvah strengthens the other side. So what do you say to that, buddy? So Rav Nosna says, read the next page, Turkey. You learned one line, you have that line, now you have a license not to do tshuva, right? Now you have the license to live life of Riley. Sorry. Kvar yesh al keze kama tirutzim. There are several responses to that. Ki im hoya kein bepshitus, because if that were true, exactly the way it says it there, kvar ovda atikva shel kol bali tshuva, then you just wrote off all the bali tshuva. A person can never do tshuva, because when he's first starting to do tshuva, he's still attached to all kinds of garbage and junk. And if you're telling me that while he's still attached to the garbage, any mitzvah he does feeds the sitra achra, gives energy to the sitra achra, ki bevadai yefsher sheyoshuv bepam echod Hashem yisborach, because it is definitely impossible for a Jew to return to Hashem in one shot, in 1 hour, or in 1 day. It don't happen like that. Vim kein, and that being the case, meheichon yaschil ases tshuva. How in the world can a person start doing tshuva? Ki aloi bahascholo adayin eino tzadik. Because in the beginning, for the first few days or weeks or months or years, he's not a tzadik yet. Vimkein meheichon yiske loshuv, then how can he do tshuva? Ve'ein laharech bozeh. Rav Nosna says, I don't want to elaborate more on this. I gave you something to think about already, that it can't possibly be the way you're reading it. And another thing, if that statement were true, as simply as it's made, where it says that a person who's a Rasha, every mitzvah he does goes to the Sitra Achra, im kein hayutzrichim kol harishoim lahomer dosam lagamri chasham. Then as soon as a Jew enters into the category of Rasha, we would tell him, listen, buddy, don't stop here. Go all the way. Convert. Get out of the religion, because if you stay in the religion, any good thing you do is going to feed the Sitra Achra. So how about if you convert? Get out of religion totally. Vim kein chas v'shalom yiyeh hamumar choshuv yoisim in arosha shu adayim b'chal Yisrael. And that would mean that a person who converts out of the religion is better than a person who stays in the religion but is not Shomer Shabbos, is not the... U'bevadai loy kein hadovar. And all of us know that that's not true. That's not the case. Ki adarabah, because just the opposite. Afilu poishe Yisrael. Even the most spiteful sinners in the Jewish people, people who commit sin spitefully, kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikrolov, so long as he still carries the name Jew, kol zman sheyesh bo eizeh nekuda tova adayin, so long as he still has a drop of good in him, ve'einoy poirek oy legamri, and he doesn't throw off the yoke of Hashem totally, he doesn't reject Hashem completely, ve'oiseh lefa'amim eizeh dova shebikdusha, and at times he does a mitzvah, on Yom Kippur he'll come to shul, or sometimes he'll eat kosher, or zip. Bevadai hu yokor mo'oid be'ena Hashem Yisborach. That drop of good, that mitzvah that he does, is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Ve'ief shor l'harach bozeh, Rav Nosson says, I cannot elaborate more on this right now, shaloi lotzeis chutz meninyan, so we don't go off topic completely. V'haklal, however, the fact is, ki kol mi sheroitze lochos al atzmoi, that any person who cares about himself, shelo yoivad eseilomi legamri, and he doesn't want to forfeit his future totally, umizgagea loshev l'Hashem Yisborach, and he yearns to return to Hashem, afal pi she'enoi zoiche loshev koroi loy, even though he hasn't yet made a complete turnaround, he hasn't fixed himself completely yet, afal pi kein still, kol ma sheyase eizeh dova shebikdusha, yech sheyeh, any drop of good that he does, he says a prayer, he does a mitzvah, anything he does, bevadai lo yeh neved hadovar, that item will never go lost, will never be destroyed. Afilim lo yizke l'tshuva shleim abemes, even if the person does not get to do complete tshuva, even if he goes a little bit, that gets put into a safe. That's special in the eyes of Hashem. Al kol ponim adova shebikdusha sheyaseh lo yeh neved klal chas v'shalom. That good deed that he'll do will never ever be erased. Mikol shkein, and how much more so? Shal pi roiv kishia chazek b'daito v'yargal atzmei mat mat b'toich darchei hakdusha. How much more so, since we know that if a person will be serious and determined, and he'll try slowly, slowly to advance in holiness, soif kol soif yizke loshu b'tshuva shlema Hashem Yisbor koroi. Eventually, that person will be zeche to do a complete, proper tshuva, ki ein shum yish boilam klal, because there's no such thing as giving up hope. Kemavoyer etzleinu kam upon him, as we've discussed in our sforim many times.